Hello, this is David Duke, and today I want to discuss with you why the war against Iraq is actually a war against America. America is now at war against Iraq. No, we're not yet invading Iraq, but we're regularly bombing the country and preparing to invade in the weeks or months ahead. Over the last 10 years, American blockades and bombings have killed hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians. Most of the victims of the embargo have been children and the elderly, and even official reports by the United Nations have estimated that about 1 million have died. This ongoing war has cost Americans billions of tax dollars and is one of the primary reasons why America suffered the horrific terrorism of the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Even bin Laden himself said that the deaths of Iraqi children by the American embargo was one of his primary motivations for terrorism against America. His major motivation, of course, has always been the slavish American support for the criminal actions of the State of Israel. When she was Secretary of State, that horrific Jewish crone, Madeleine Albright, stated on the 60 Minutes television program that the death of 600,000 Iraqi children was, quote, worth it to hurt Saddam Hussein. Here are the actual words of the interview of America's Jewish Secretary of State with Leslie Stahl of CBS on May 11, 1996. Leslie Stahl, and I quote, speaking of the U.S. sanctions against Iraq, we have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it? Malvin Albright responded, I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it. Now that incredibly murderous and immoral statement by Albright was the moral justification bin Laden used in the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, an attack that cost thousands of American lives. If the head of American foreign policy publicly states that it's okay to cause the death of over 600,000 babies and children in pursuit of political objectives, then bin Laden and many others reason that they have every moral right to kill American civilians in retaliation. Indeed, if Albright could justify the American-caused death of 600,000 children because of Iraq's violations of United Nations resolutions and or human rights violations, then America is in effect saying to the world that any form of terrorism and murder can be morally justified as long as you claim the cause to be a good one. Painful as it might be to admit it, America has an indisputable record of supporting bloody terrorism around the world. When the Soviets dominated the nation of Afghanistan, American officials supported Muslim terrorists against that state, and America even supported, at that time, Osama bin Laden. In Kosovo, we supported Muslim terrorists aligned with bin Laden against Yugoslavia. In the eyes of the American government, bin Laden, the great monster of today, was, quote, a freedom fighter then. We supported Saddam Hussein and his brutal suppression of the Kurds and his war against our big boogeyman at that time, Iran. We even gave Saddam Hussein biological and chemical weapons and then turned our sanctimonious heads when he used those horrible weapons against his enemies. Now all this is common knowledge and admitted by U.S. officials in sworn testimony before the U.S. Congress. But these facts are seldom mentioned by the pundits and politicians because of the all-powerful Jewish cabal in government and media. And now, this cabal wants a war against Iraq. Why? Because Israel wants that war. They want the Iraqi war no matter how much it will hurt America. And to get that war, they must babble incessantly and hypocritically about the need to stop evil men who support terrorism. But they never look in the mirror. If the war against Iraq continues or escalates dramatically, as desired by the powerful Jewish lobby and its dutiful servant, George Bush, more hundreds of thousands of Iraqis will die. In turn, hatred against America and Americans will dramatically grow all over the world. In all likelihood, the war against Iraq will lead to more militant terrorists taking over governments and engendering the support of more anti-American terrorists. We can already see that shift in the recent elections held by our ally, Pakistan. Even without an American attack on Iraq to fan the flames, supporters of bin Laden won pivotal power in the Pakistani Congress. The ultimate result of the war in Iraq will be Americans suffering from more terrorism, economic devastation, and continued destruction of the United States Constitution's Bill of Rights. Now, I will be called unpatriotic for pointing out these things, but the truth is that those who have led America on this immoral and destructive course of action are the truly unpatriotic ones. In fact, the only way to describe them is as traitors. They are traitors who have sold out America to a foreign power, Israel. And thus, they've caused the death of thousands of Americans and great harm to American freedoms and security. Here are the main points for a Jewish supremacist war on Iraq. Number one, they say Iraq has biological and chemical weapons of mass destruction. Yes, it seems likely that Iraq has some biological and chemical weapons of mass destruction and is trying to develop such weapons. But the question that must be addressed is, quote, who doesn't? If we're going to war against every nation that has or that tries to develop such weapons, we will fight a perpetual war all over the world that will devastate our economy, our freedoms, and ultimately this entire planet. And how will America justify going to war against Iraq for doing the same thing that dozens of other nations do? Israel has one of the biggest stockpiles of illegal chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons in the world. Israel also has a maniacal mass murderer as its head, Ariel Sharon, a man who threatened to start World War III if just one Israeli diplomat was harmed. And how are we going to justify going to war against a nation for having chemical and biological weapons that the American government supplied? That's right. Senator Robert Byrd revealed in the U.S. Senate that America supplied many of the chemical and biological toxins used in the Iraqi weapons program, and that America obviously gave them to Iraq with the expectation that Iraq would use them in their war against Iran. Despite the high-toned moral pronouncements of George Bush, these facts clearly tell the world that America does not really oppose biological and chemical weapons or their use, but all the federal government really cares about is which side uses those horrible weapons. The reason why the United States government turned a blind eye to Iraq's use of chemical weapons against Iran was that America at the time sided with Iraq against Iran. Number two, the warmongers say that Iraq may give these weapons of mass destruction to terrorists in other nations. There's no evidence that Iraq has given weapons of mass destruction to any terrorists or to any other nation of the world. Israel, on the other hand, has exported weapons of mass destruction and its technology, as well as other weapons, to many nations around the world, including the very government The federal government of the United States claims at the time was a great pariah, South Africa. And Israel has given American top secret weapon technology to potential enemies of the United States, such as communist China. If America is supposed to bomb any nation that spreads biological and chemical weapons to other, quote, rogue nations, then the American Air Force will have to bomb the White House along with Saddam's palaces, because America, more than any other nation, has been the primary source for the spread of weapons of mass destruction to rogue states around the world, including Iraq itself. It is this kind of U.S. government hypocrisy that makes the world think that the American government has gone crazy. Indeed, it has. Number three, Iraq has violated numerous United Nations resolutions. If America bombs and invades every nation that violates UN resolutions, it would be a perpetual war. Truthfully, the first target of American bombs would have to be the Jewish supremacist state of Israel, for any tally of violated United Nations resolutions will show that the biggest UN resolution violator is not Iraq, but Israel. Number four. They say that Iraq supports international terrorists. Not a shred of evidence supports this thesis. The government most responsible for international terrorism is, of course, Israel. Israel has even committed terrorism against the United States of America, its biggest benefactor, such as in the Levant affair and in the attack on the USS Liberty. As I have shown in previous issues of the Duke Report, Israel had complicity in the 9/11 attacks. Israel had specific and advanced knowledge of the planned attacks and treacherously did not warn America. Israel wanted the 9/11 attack to take place so they could accomplish their aims against the Palestinians and against other enemies in the Mideast region. Israeli assassination squads have been sent throughout the world to strike down their enemies. The Palestinian people of the militarily occupied West Bank have been terrorized by Israel for over 35 years, causing the death of thousands of men, women, and children, the imprisonment and torture of hundreds of thousands, the destruction of thousands of homes and businesses. Israel has been the greatest purveyor of terrorism in the world. When Israel invaded Lebanon, it was responsible for the deaths of at least 30 to 40,000 Lebanese civilians and over 100,000 homes. Number five, the warmongers tell us that Iraq threatens the peace of the region and its oil-rich neighbors such as Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. But again, the truth is, America's been bombing Iraq for 10 years straight, killing thousands of military and civilian personnel in the process, and it's said that Iraq threatens, quote, peace. Yet, almost every Arab oil state, with the exception of Kuwait, has formally opposed this planned invasion of Iraq. And Saudi Arabia very recently said America could not use any source or bases on its soil to attack Iraq. Number six, the warmongers say that Iraq invaded another nation, Kuwait, and continually violates human rights in areas of its control. Yes, Iraq did invade Kuwait in a conflict over disputed oil fields. As a result, America went to war against Iraq, a nation, by the way, that never acted against America in any way. The war killed hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and has since caused the death of hundreds of thousands more of its civilians through our embargo. Iraq has had some of its territory chopped off, and the Kurds have become practically autonomous in northern Iraq. Iraq has been punished severely for their war in Kuwait. The hypocrisy of the U.S. government and the Jewish supremacy in the American media is clear. America did not punish Israel for the brutal invasion of Lebanon and the deaths of tens of thousands of civilians there. In fact, all during that period, we sent Israel billions of American tax dollars and the very weapons they used to invade and kill tens of thousands of civilians in Lebanon. We continue to support Israel even after Ariel Sharon's orchestrated mass murder of 1,500 unarmed men, women, and children at the Israeli concentration camp at Sabra and Shatila. Israel has repeatedly invaded its neighbors many times and taken huge chunks of their territories over the years and subjected their inhabitants to brutal military occupation. But we're not planning any war right now against Israel. The warmongers say, number 7, that invading and taking over Iraq will help stop terrorism. On the contrary, it will certainly cause increased terrorism against the United States and our people. A government can try to take away every civil liberty of its people, but it cannot ultimately stop individual acts of terrorism by someone willing to risk or even sacrifice his own life. Take, for example, the recent sniper case in Washington, D.C. One shooter virtually paralyzed the city for over 3 weeks. And he was not apprehended for many weeks in spite of one of the most massive manhunts in American history. We live in an age where terrorism is almost impossible to prevent by physical means. The only reliable way to do it is to lessen the underlying reasons for it. If America would have minded its own business over the past few decades, the World Trade Center would still be standing today, and Americans would not be living in fear, and our hard-won constitutional rights would still be intact. Those are the reasons advanced by the Jewish supremacists and their supporters for war against Iraq. But the real reason for the war against Iraq is very simple. It is the fact that influential Jewish supremacists in Israel and around the world want this war. Israel wants no other nation in the Middle East to challenge their supremacy. Iraq, with the world's second largest oil reserves, has that potential. Israel doesn't give a damn how much this war will hurt America and hurt the American people. The truth is, the war against Iraq is a war against America because it is against every interest of the American people. This war is the surest way for us to lose the so-called war on terrorism. It is the most certain way to wreck our economy and to take billions of dollars from the pockets of American taxpayers, and it's certainly the surest way to lose our individual American liberties and freedoms. In the name of the American people, our interests, our morality, our freedom, we must stop this Jewish supremacist war. The time has come for each of us to stand up on this critically important issue. This has been David Duke, and these are a few of my latest thoughts.